Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys. I'm back, baby. I'm not pregnant anymore and my mind is clear. I have more energy.
Sorry, but your voice is immediately louder.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just wild what pregnancy does to my body, and like everyone's so different, but I just feel so flat all the time, and like I'm just not one of those women that are like full of life.
Understand. For those playing along at home, give us the announcement, baby.
Ziggy Alexander has been born.
And he was born on?
The 13th of June at 8:15.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
And he weighed?
Oh, 3.4. Yeah, 3.4 kilo.
Big time.
Yeah. So and at 30, and I was 37 weeks. So
that's
like
great big size. Baby, big boy.
Yeah. So pretty wild time, wasn't it, girls?
Yeah.
It was.
We had the best day.
We did. And just for everyone who isn't following us on TikTok, we actually went viral, and I just have to announce that because we've literally, it's our first time getting over 1 million views, and I'm like, yes, guys, it only took us however long we've been on TikTok
to make it.
And of course it's at his expense of us
and
being
the labor
fucking
room.
Stupid in labor.
Yeah.
Like Ziggy's announcement and TikTok viral in the same
paragraph. In the same fucking 24 hours. It's been really a big week.
A golden ticket.
A golden ticket. Big time.
Yeah. So.
How's the past week been?
A blur, like, but he honestly is a dream.
Yes.
And I'm really hoping it stays that way and people are like, you know, oh, wait until he wakes up. Well,
pretty awake to me.
Well, yeah, and also my two boys were not like this at the start.
No.
So I'm thinking that he's content, he's different. And I think that, like, the bottle and the dummy straight away has been a game changer for me. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Praise be, I haven't put my self like under pressure this time. I can't.
No.
I've got three children.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I've got three now. My three
and you're
sons.
A single mother.
Correct. So bottle, dummy, give it all.
Yes.
And just unbelievable how much milk I've got this time.
I know.
When I'm not trying.
Oh, Ren passed me the bottle today and I was like, is this all yours?
Like that was one like pump.
Full to the top, baby.
I'm getting like 150 mils when I pump.
Silly.
Like what?
So silly.
And I was getting 30. And I'm sorry. Yeah, I know it's hard to hear if you're like pumping away and you're getting nothing. Because I was there last time with Sunny. I got nothing, 30 mil.
I was there. That was me. So I used to, when people used to tell me that, I'd be like, how? Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've seen it. I've seen it, the real deal here today.
But it just goes to show it's nothing you are or aren't doing.
No.
Last time you did all the tricks. This time it's just.
I would cry over my milk that I was getting nothing out. And now it's like, you know, this
time. You're crying because you've got too much.
Yes. I'm like, you just can't win. Oh, the boob soreness though with the milk.
Oh, my God.
The gourd, like engorged, is that the word? Feeling?
The engorged giant nips.
Oh, my God. And then like I smelt my breast pad yesterday and it fucking stank.
That is something
I was like, Mum, come here, Mum, smell this. And she's like,
you think?
Oh, what is that? And I was like, well, I've only had it on for like 12 hours. Is that a long time?
I think so. Maybe that's weird because you think your milk would have like antibacterial things in there.
It does.
Might give them a bit of a spray with something.
Yeah, as
or
I'm
the
going.
Nipples.
Or the pad.
Or the pad.
Yeah, but they're just reusable ones.
Maybe just change
that is
regularly.
Just so you to sniff your fucking breast pad like knives, forks, breast pads. Like, what's next?
Smell everything.
Don't want to know.
Do you know wrong? Sunny does that now. He's but I don't think he's seen it from me. Maybe
I think,
it's just
a change
for that.
Anyway, there's a couple of things in labour we actually haven't spoken about.
Shit. Well, so
I think I know. I've got major trauma from when was
I do have to say though, like that pain of you talking about breastfeeding. It was similar in the labour. Like, I feel like I can feel everything while it's happening. Like, when you were pushing, I was literally like, ooh. Like,
I literally was surprised a baby didn't
like
come out of my vagina.
I was holding my vagina, like, tensing
you guys
all
are
my stomach.
Prolapse.
I know what I was thinking.
And, like, even your contractions, like, I felt like I was just like, fuck.
The gas, you know? Though.
You got severely addicted to the gas. That was one of my highlights.
You had
of
to
this
confiscate it.
Entire year.
Yeah.
My sister was like, I was watching the vlog and it's well and truly over and you have to snatch it out of her hand. And I was like, big time.
Yeah.
Like,
But I felt like I was getting stitched up.
No, but even when you were having contractions, I would laugh so hard because she wouldn't be able to feel anything, and then a nurse would be like, are you getting one? And you were like, oh, yep. And then I bumped into someone at school and they were like, at childcare drop off, and they were like, oh, yeah, and one of them, it looked like she was smacking it like a bong. I was like, big time she was.
She did used to be a bong head.
They said that. I'm not kidding.
Was it Amy?
No. Like someone that I was not expecting to hear it from. And I was like, big time, my girl.
Look, those were the year 9 days, all right?
Year 9?
Fucking hell. I know, it scares Renee. Me so much.
That's like I was Harry pretty soon.
Well, I was a young starter with the alcohol and like, you know. I was a bit of a rebel in my day.
Full on.
You fucking rebel.
Someone that said that I was the saint, like no, I have not been a saint through ever. My teens, and not through ever. My 20s.
What about when you gave the priest the finger when you're just innocent kid?
When I was 5.
And you like, how about me not being the saint? Like,
I know. Well, you're not an angel, but I'm probably a bit before you, to be honest, like a bit ahead. Yeah.
Crazy girl. Bring it back to the labour room.
Oh, yeah, the labour room. Okay, so remember when I was like, okay, guys, I'm just warning you that when I had my last epidural, like I had no control.
Oh, my God, no, I didn't know you were going to bring this up. I'm not ready because I've been fucking pissing myself for the last week straight. Nate had my tears. Fart.
Yeah. Like, I forgot to tell Chloe.
Oh, great. The boys know. Anyway, so I was like, so I had no control. I thought, shit, I'm actually doing all right here. Like, I haven't heard many farts
until
come out,
it was time off. To check for dilation.
Until it was like, time.
And preparing you guys.
But like, I really
she didn't actually even prepare us, and I don't think.
Because I can't feel it. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. I can't feel when my farts are going to come out. I'm sure other people can relate to this. Like, I couldn't feel it. So, but when was I getting checked for dilation? Was the nurse down there?
There was actually two in there, I think.
I can't.
And we were on either side of your head, like the top end, thankfully.
And no, but like it was so long. It was like.
It was like something out of a cartoon.
Yes. Like something you could
A whoopee cushion.
Like you could put as an edit file.
It was
like,
it was radio silence and then that. And the nurses just have to go on like nothing's happening. Yes. Like they're not allowed to react. But me and Steph were like,
how do they not react? Like, I thought we have to laugh here because like, it's actually worse if we don't.
But, oh, totally. Do you know did I laugh?
I don't think you did.
No, but then she said, please, if it keeps happening, you have to keep laughing because it's too awkward otherwise. And we were like.
That's right. But it was just like so long and I just can't believe we haven't touched on that.
It was, well, that was very funny, big time.
Mm. And we haven't touched it because we were trying to save your.
Well, I actually think I'd forgotten about that.
Well, your privacy. That
privacy,
had to come out
like
of your dignity.
Dignity.
You had to share that in your own voice. Yeah, that wasn't our story to tell.
Was there anything else funny that I did that I probably don't remember because I was so high?
You were so high that you were like telling stories and making comments.
And making out like, with your sandwich as well. That was a big highlight for me.
Oh, and you'd be so like, I just love everyone. Like women are so empowering. And there was this one midwife that hated me and Steph with a capital H. And Ren would just be like, and I love my cousins so much. I love them. And like, that nurse had been finished for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, sweetie.
This particular nurse was so mean to the girls. And they were like, she was like, now, girls, you're going to have to like take it down a notch because Renee is in labour. And I was like, no. I was like, I was asleep before they were in here. I was like, these are my people.
So I kept laughing at home this week because I was thinking about how me and Steph were terrified of her. And like if you've seen the TikTok, you can see how high energy the room was. And after she yelled at us, I'm like, Ren, do you want me to tickle your back? And like me and Steph started whispering and I was like tickling Ren's
we
back.
We put on acoustic music. I had to hide in the toilet and self-regulate because I was so scared. And while I was in there, I heard her say to Lil, you need to turn the music down. So Lil did and Lil changed her tactic and she was like, okay, so I'm going to go like change the tactic. I'm going to be a people pleaser. And then she was like to the midwife, is this volume okay for you? And she's like, it's not my birth, it's up to Ren. And Lou was like, good, okay, so you've told me that, like, it's too loud. You've told me I'm too much for Ren, and now you've backpedaled. And now it's Ren's birth.
In saying that,
I actually calm.
She was the only nurse that did not, like, embrace us.
Every as other we were. Nurse they, was it.
They were amazing. I have to say. We loved the midwives, didn't we?
Yeah.
They were great. And, like, yeah.
It was really good, I have to say. I was a bit worried at the beginning, but, like, then once the shift turnover happened, the mood fucking amped up.
Yeah.
Your student midwife.
Incredible.
We haven't discussed
her.
That.
I love her.
I actually spoke to Gab the next day and I was like, wow.
She could not, like, just believe you guys. She just thought you guys were amazing.
That's why I love her so much.
Yeah.
Do you want to get on here and talk about it at all?
Like, tell me more. But I will say that Gab said you got a bit snarly with her towards the end.
Yes, I did. The hormones started.
I said to Gab, really glad I got out.
I was like, can you please get my socks? I'm like, you're not looking at where I'm pointing. They're not the right ones. And I'm like slapping myself on the wrist. I'm like, you are not okay. Like, she's getting your fucking socks.
I would have actually
being a bitch.
Crawled into a shell at that point. But also I nearly did anyway when you were pushing and you're still getting the rhythm to it. And you're like, can someone just get me a wipe down there, please? Because I can't concentrate. I'm trying to make this face. Now I'm pushing and all I can concentrate is the face that I'm making. Do you remember that?
Or were you off your fucking locker? And they were like,
they're like, don't worry about what your face is doing, girl. Just push. And you were like, no, no, okay? And we were like,
the student midwife was like, can we just stop for a minute, everyone? And she was like, Ren, let's try a new tactic. We're going to really focus on the pushes now, not the face you're making.
Because you were trying not to tense your face, but then that was all you could
think
about.
Yes, because someone told me not to, and
then
that's all I could
stop
thinking.
To move away from that.
Right. I was on that for too long about the face.
It's all right. You did really well. Now.
But I just feel like there's so much to cover, and apologies because we are going to be jumping back, forth, here, everywhere. I just want to fast track to after the birth, and I know we've missed a lot in between, but you were so held together.
Yes.
And I actually had to go self-regulate in the waiting room because I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
But I was like, Ren, I feel like people would be wondering how you felt in that moment and, like, what was going through your head, and I always wonder, you know, those are such special private moments that we're going to rip to shreds on air.
But also, yeah.
Yeah. How were, like, I was just like, wow, I'm so proud.
I was super scared that she was in shock and going to have a breakdown in a few hours.
I felt like that every day up until still. Like,
when is it going to happen?
Yes. We're waiting tenderly.
Look, there's
been
lots of tears even this morning, but going back to when he first came out, because it happened so quickly in the end, he ended up getting this huge bruise on his head. But not even just the bruise, there was a huge bulge of, like, you know, when you get a huge knock to the head. So
I've still got that photo that I can.
And I don't think it's ever going anywhere. So I saw him and I was like, what is that on his head? Like, I was so worried that there was something wrong. Mum was like, oh, my God, there could be fluid on his brain. She didn't actually say that out loud.
She was thinking it big time.
And I was thinking, and I'm sorry if this is triggering for anyone, but I
– were worried.
Were very worried about how he looked when he came out. But anyway, turns out that it was just a bruise, thank God, but he had to go to the nursery straight away. So I literally did not get that skin to skin like I've always wanted, like I tried with Sunny.
But you were so okay with it.
Yeah, because I was like, of course.
Yes.
You know? I was like, and he needs to be where he needs to be.
I just need to rewind back now. Sorry, all the way to when you were only 3 centimetres.
Oh, my God.
Because this is a highlight for me.
But we were like, I literally said this to Lil. I was like, I'm super, super fucking scared to come on here and tell the birth partner experience because we always bitch about, like, birth partners complaining. But
I was super fucking fatigued.
Very tired.
I had a bath every night for
and
3 nights.
And we were praying that I've, like, come down with this chronic illness ever since the birth, like, just from being on adrenaline for so many days.
I was honestly, like, in the morning, no amount of sleep was enough. And that was a day birth.
And
the emotion.
We thought we were nearly there. And then 3
centimetres.
What
do we think it's going to be? And I was like, 6.
Yeah.
But also after that when we were like, all right, well, we're going to go and we'll be back tonight. But no, my favourite bit of that was firstly my face that was caught on camera when she said you were only 3 centimetres. But then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go update your mum who's outside. And I was like, all right, so we've just had Ren checked and she's 3 centimetres dilated and Lizzie's just nodding. Oh. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, and how does she feel about that? And I'm like, she's really happy, just so pleased. And Liz goes, why? I'm like, she's really happy. Why?
Why? I can just imagine.
I can't. Like, I'm like, I actually can't.
And then we were like, well, we might just go then and put our kids to bed and come back later tonight. And then Gab's like, your sister was like, oh, well, actually, I might do that then. Mum, you'll be fine, won't you? And she's like, all right, see ya. Like, literally just getting out of the hospital.
We're like, all like, fuck this.
See ya, 10 centimetres.
It was hard as well because the day before your contractions were, like, crazier than they were in the beginning of labour.
It all went a bit backwards.
Broke. Yeah. Like, it was it. But that is just mega – your mum was mega funny. Also, when you were pushing at one point, at the beginning, your mum was like, you're doing amazing. Oh, my God, these – wow, Ren, I can see his head. And that was, like, after your first push. And I think Gab looked at her and was like, really? And your mum was like, no. But, like, you didn't know. And then, like, half an hour later, you pushed and your mum's like, wow, these are actually doing something now.
Gab came up to me. She's like, do you want mum to tone it down a bit? And I was like, no.
She was actually amazing.
Yeah.
I want to do it to empower her.
I just felt so empowered. Like, honestly.
It was so funny because I was the birth photographer and I was at the end with my camera, like, ready to take these photos of the baby coming out of your vagina, you know, being lifted up to your chest. And then your mum, because I was like, Ren, I can see his head. And she's like, Steph, grab this leg. I want to be down there. I want to see my grandson be born. And I was like,
put my camera
on the side of the table and was like, it's all right. This is where my duty lies now.
Like, oh my God, that is so funny.
It was so funny because it was like Liz was the manager, like full Kris Jenner just walking up and down the labour room, like, like counting, telling her, and we were like, yes.
But also when she yelled at us midway through the day to turn the energy down, she was like, now, girls, you need to bring it down. And I was like,
Steph turns around and goes, what? Turn the volume up.
Oh,
and Lizzie's
no.
like, no, bring it down. And Steph goes again. You want us to bring the energy up? And Lizzie's, and I'm like, Steph, she's saying tone it down.
I cannot. She's so funny.
So funny.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, she was good. Everyone was amazing.
The day was just it, to be honest.
Amazing.
So I feel like you need to go back now and talk about – so when you first obviously got to the hospital, people are probably wondering, why did you get to stay? Because you weren't in.
No, so I was actually losing a fair bit of blood. They actually put down 2.4, 2.5 litres.
Really?
But I don't actually know. They don't know either, really.
No.
Because it was a lot in the toilet and a lot like on my pad and stuff. But, yeah, they didn't know how long my waters had been broken. They had to test to see if there was any, like, if my waters had been broken. And I was relieved when they said, yes, we've tested and it's coming up positive, so you can't go home now. I was like,
because you didn't feel like a gush. You didn't feel a trickle. You just had blood.
Yeah.
And so, like, that could have been happening because you'd had blood for 2 days. Like,
some of it was a bit watery, the blood.
Yeah, some of it was. Yeah. So it was a bit of a combination, I think. So then they put in the plan that because there could be – they don't know how long it had been actually broken for, they put me on antibiotics just to be safe.
Which is very common.
Yeah. Very common.
And good.
And then ended up being low in potassium again, like had to have a double infusion on my birthday, like
– On your what?
Birthday.
Yeah. Labor Day. So, yeah, and then what was your question again?
Why I got to stay.
So then they were like, overnight, yeah, so the doctors have said they're actually going to properly induce you tomorrow morning and it felt like Christmas night. I was just like, well, I'm so excited.
But we knew that, like, gathered that. But then you messaged us like, oh, my fucking God, guys, in capitals. And we're like, what? what? Like, we're thinking she's actually having the baby, and you're like, I'm being induced tomorrow. We're like,
whoa. Yeah, we know that's
no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, like God, he's bless coming. Her.
Oh, so that just would do it all again.
And then what about when they didn't know if you were going to get their epidural because that was mega stressful?
Oh, yeah. So my my potassium was low, my platelets were still low. So they had to actually go check with the doctor if I could have the epidural, and that wait time was a little bit scary.
I was so scared, honestly. I thought you couldn't make it up.
Super cool.
Yeah. Well. So I ended up getting the epidural, obviously, but guys, don't wait to press the button because then I ended up being behind. So I was mega feeling contractions.
Do you want to explain that? Because I've never pressed the button ever in my 2 hours.
So you can top up every
I did not
20
know
minutes
that.
Or something.
You had an addictive personality.
Yeah.
So they had to confiscate it.
And they are right.
And I was like, this is fine, with the gas and whatever, so I'm not going to press it. Well, that took me another 20 minutes and then I started to feel it and I was like, well, shit, I'm too late now. So I had to wait and then I was behind. So I kept feeling these painful – it was kind of nice. I don't know. Well, not – it hurt a lot.
You weren't saying it was nice. You were writing in the group chat like, oh, my fucking God, I feel like I'm being fucking stabbed out.
Yeah,
it wasn't nice.
This is what they mean with the hormones that you forget. Not at any point did you say this is nice.
No, this is lovely.
Do you know what was nice? The gas.
I was
what was lovely was your excuse to now be bonging on the gas.
Yes. So I was like, maybe I need to feel it to keep going with the gas. And
that's definitely what happened. You were wanting to take that to the recovery room big time.
Big time.
What is it?
Does I don't know. Actually,
but it's fucking great, whatever it is.
Like,
you'd think crazy. It can't be that good for you. Anyway.
Yeah.
And
then obviously you knew that you would checked and you were 10 centimetres dilated.
So
and
quick.
They said, hold here and for an hour until the poo pain starts.
Yeah, and it started.
And if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you fucking know.
I remember smiling and being like, I can feel it in my bum.
And we were all
and Liz was like, go on, tell her. And you're like, oh. Hello. Yes, I can feel the pressure and we're like, all right,
we're ready to go.
Gear up, ladies.
and then started pushing and I think it was only, how long was I pushing for? 40 minutes?
40 minutes, yeah.
And then he just flew out and everyone was so quiet for a good 5 seconds and I was like, what is it? And then everyone was like, he's here.
Ziggy. And he didn't know because he didn't cry.
Yeah. So it was a little bit distressed.
Scary.
Yeah. So because he flew out so quickly, he was a little bit distressed and he had to be on oxygen for a little while because he was working hard of breathing. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Work of breathing.
Yeah. So he went down to the nursery for a little bit and then I went down there and just I couldn't feed him or anything straight away.
So what do they do?
Just wait until the oxygen. And I was like, can I feed him yet? No, we just need to wait until he's off the oxygen. I was like, well he wasn't crying
if he can't
or anything.
Barely breathe and then you shove a giant nipple in his
mouth. I mean, I choke too the size of your nipples.
I know, and starting to feed was really hard because my milk hadn't come in yet. They were kind of floppy and trying to get that thing in his mouth. I was like, it was
they
tricky.
They weren't quite
now that my milk's
And in. Now I'm so excited because I got to feed him his bottle today. I feel like we need to share you're using the Mimbi again, which is obviously working so well.
It's working
I haven't used one before, so I was saying to the girls, I'm so shocked at the shape of it.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable, though, how it just goes in and it's like a nipple. It's unbelievable. But what I love as well is my breast pump. Have, a connection to it. It's so little and portable. They've come a long way
in
4 years.
Is that the Mimbi pump as well?
The Mimbi pump. Yeah.
Wow.
So they've come a long way, so easy to clean, and it's just it's been a godsend because I've got so much milk. I'm using it all the time and it's just so easy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm just gobsmacked by the shape.
I know.
Big time.
So good.
And he looks so happy after his bottle. I cannot.
He's just
so
smacking
content.
Down
But he's doing that little
bottle
thing.
Yeah.
Wind maybe.
Very cute regardless.
Who looks that cute having wind?
I know.
Not Steph.
Not me in labour.
No. So we've had a lot of questions. Everyone's loving the name.
Yeah.
They want to know what it means, where it comes from.
Well, you can tell that actually, Steph, because I think you ordered me a name nest thing.
I
and you
did.
Know,
I just but I've forgotten it off the top of my head, sadly. No. But it's something super gorgeous. Wondering.
Now, this is the name that I actually picked straight away when I heard that I was having a boy. So, and I loved it. But of
you
course,
played
Lizzie,
on it for too long as
Lizzie
well,
didn't like it, and that really just like sticks in my head. I'm very close to my family, and like a lot of people were just like, "Do what you want, okay?" But like, I don't want people to hate his name, you know. Like, yeah. I think that's fair,
or think I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, so I really liked it from day
dot. She really came around, and your dad loved it.
Yes, which helped, which really helped. So he was kind of ziggy from day dot, to be honest. Mm. I did like other names, but I just could not get past it. I just loved it. And yeah. Alexander is after my grandpa. It's his middle name, which I just think is gorgeous. I was really close with him. So,
yeah, he's definitely the Zigginator.
Yeah, the Ziggy Zigster. Alexander Barendrecht.
The
Ziggo.
The zigzag.
Yeah, the zigzag. The zigzag.
Zig.
No.
But even when I messaged the other day and I was like, Zig. And I'm like, cool. He's cool.
He's cool.
Zig.
Yeah.
Ziggy, zig, zig.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. I just feel like we need to address this. Our inbox is absolutely flooded. We try and keep everything as transparent as possible while keeping a bit of privacy. But there are a lot of questions. Has he met his dad and will he have a relationship with his dad? I don't think we really need to go outside of those questions.
No. Yeah. So, yes, it is very important to me that Ziggy has a relationship with his dad. He has met his dad. And, yes, moving forward, we are working on a positive co-parenting relationship for Ziggy. So, yeah, that's probably all I'll say for now.
Big time.
Big time.
And you really are the queen of co-parenting anyway, so it should be easy for you.
The other question, can do it again.
Ren, that was coming through, people were saying, was he at the birth in the room?
No, I decided not to have him there just as a personal preference.
Had four queens
had
instead.
Had four queens and that's, you know, all I needed and felt what was best for our situation. So, yeah.
We actually, some other things that came through where people were like, why did you have four in? I wasn't allowed anyone in. Mm. Just so you know, this isn't actually, like you can get a
exemption. We got an exemption.
Mm.
And if you do, you need to apply for that before your birth. So you can't do it on the day.
And given the fact that you went early, you should apply early. Like, before you get to 37 weeks or something.
Yeah, super lucky. And, yeah, like how lucky was I to have all of you in there?
Mm.
And unfortunately, yeah, you had to go out. But for the bulk of it.
That was an extremely not funny moment. We were very stressed.
No, we were actually.
Because the baby was in distress. But we basically just got the tap on the shoulder. The doctors are coming because he's distressed and you have to get out.
I wouldn't say tap on the shoulder. What happened was the nurse said. Well, the midwife said, okay, doctor needs to come in. And with that, I've gone, Steph, let's go. And Steph's like, and I'm like,
yeah, I don't want to forfeit my leg holding.
Liz, you're out.
Liz, off your trot.
Yeah. So me and Steph
Jab, you've
out.
Seen this before. No, but we just stood. Well, they said step outside the room. So me and my little brain, I'm standing and hovering at the door like, ear against the door, you could say, waiting for that cry.
Yeah.
And then
I can just picture
we
it.
Get a,
so much.
A more metaphorical tap on the shoulder from another midwife saying, off you trot to the waiting room. And I said, no, there's been a miscommunication here. I know you think there's only two in the room, but we got the exemption. And they've just said, step outside the door. She said, you can go to the waiting room for an
Stop.
Update. And with that, we hid around the side. The wall, because I was like, once we get to that waiting room, everyone's forgetting about us.
Yes.
Gab's not going to update us. Like, she's going to be smitten with the baby.
I can't. My stomach hurts from laughing.
I befriended this other gorgeous midwife. This
vulnerable midwife who just started her shift.
And if you're listening, I love you. And I was like, sorry, this is a situation. She's like, why don't you guys go to the kitchen and make yourself a nice hot drink and then hopefully they'll be ready soon. And I was like, thank you for being so kind. And so I'm in the kitchen.
We are in laughing fits. Like, I always say that they make me so homesick because of, like, the share cutlery and the share cup. Yeah. Like, get me the fuck out.
That cat cup.
Steph had to pull out this kitty cat cup and make herself a hot Milo. The tin was, like, a tin of Milo that anyone has access to. Yeah. Looks like it's been there for years.
Yuck. Like, I actually can't. God knows what's in it.
Exactly.
Oh, she has no actual sick thing. That's probably why I've come down so
don't worry, I had a Milo.
That would be why.
Did you? I had a Milo in there. Mum made me one.
Yeah. But was it the kitty cat?
No.
Yeah.
That's like, and it's DIY washing. Like, you're washing.
That's what I'm saying. I think I rinsed my spoon after I stirred my Milo because it hadn't got in my mouth. I'm just joking, guys.
You're not.
I had got the detergent out big time.
Oh, yeah.
Some people use cold water to rinse as well, which doesn't actually kill
germs. No, I can't with washing. No, 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 no.
So that was anyway. Super funny. And, like, I was in a full-blown laughing fit because I was, you know, when you're so anxious that you can't stop laughing.
Yes.
And we were also so terrified to be kicked out again by that. So we just...
Anytime we thought she was coming, we'd start to look busy.
And stop. Then we made this joke, which is still pretty funny today, was the, in you know, that cashmere sar. It was like cashmere hover around in the kitchen. We were just so delirious that we actually couldn't stop. It
catch
doesn't
me in
sound
the tea room making a hot Milo.
Catch me hovering outside the door. It was funny. It was a lot funnier than it is retelling the story now. But that was a real highlight, that bit. That's when I filmed in the vlog that little cat cup.
A lot of funny shit went down big time.
A lot of comments were actually about the fact that it was like a mini food vlog as well, the whole labour experience, which was unintentional. But we did have guest appearances from the lollies, the parade, the sushi train.
The sandwich.
The sandwich. Lil's pie. Pepper pie that she doesn't like pepper. My pasta, which is fucking yum, guys.
Big time.
Was that from the hospital?
Yeah, Theo's the cafe, big time. The caramel slice. The custard tart.
Mm.
The list goes on.
I actually miss the hospital sandwiches. Yum. All right.
Well, they're good, but you don't need to miss them. yes. Super funny scenes. Are we missing any key?
I think maybe the fact that this went on for like 3 days before.
Yeah, it was a festival.
But it was the Friday night at your house.
The Inkling.
It was a massive fucking weekend.
It was actually 5 days.
It was, the Friday night.
Yeah, at mine.
Was that Friday?
Yeah.
Or Saturday?
Well, yeah, for the pizza.
Was it
and
Saturday?
Then and then I chucked everywhere,
yeah,
remember?
We went to the movies that day.
And everyone was saying it's a sign of labour that you walked after pizza.
And some people were like, no, give up. We've still got a while to go. And I was like, this has got to be it.
And then the Saturday I came over for dinner.
Yeah, that was the – I'm getting – yes, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah, we came over.
Oh, that's right.
We had – cheese platter.
Made the pram, built the pram.
Yeah, we'll make
he just knew, like, we just knew he was coming.
And you even, we've got the screenshot. There is a message on Friday saying he's coming over this weekend.
Well, I thought my prediction was the Sunday and had been for a very long time.
Mm.
So I think that's pretty damn close.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So then he was here.
Yeah.
Well, not quite that.
But
quickly,
also, so we're all together Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday. And then we've all gone cold turkey.
Haven't seen each other for a week.
And I was like to Lil yesterday. So, well, the birth kind of brought out a bit of a competitive streak in Lil. So today.
Oh, dear.
Today.
I'm scared.
When was it? Yesterday. No. Come on. Mm. You just don't like that I've got a lot of factual information.
Oh, like you sneaking into the hospital in your car when you were going to pick me up.
Because you said I'm not going to rush back there.
I'd check in. You would check in.
Anyway, my point is I had to ask, so have you seen Ren and the baby yet? Thinking who's going to be the
Is that what you're thinking?
No, thinking... have you gone and not told me as revenge for that time that I forgot to pick you up?
Yeah.
Stop.
Anyway, the point was no one's seen Ren.
No.
Because
no one
she's
has.
Ghosted everybody.
And I've been real quiet on the text, like just can't reply to anything.
Well, we thought she was super depressed, but she's actually thriving.
No, I have been calling her and I've been terrified because she's like, good morning. And I'm like, immediately
see, too
scared.
Good though?
Too good. But, yeah, I don't know.
It's for, let's just roll with
if
it.
If she's here next week, she's here next week.
Yeah.
If she's not.
Yeah.
We'll just see how we go, won't we?
Yeah.
And that wraps up for today.
We hope we covered everything. We tried our best.
Yeah. If you still have any more questions, let us know.
When you we'll can email.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, my God, don't. And please, please, if you care about Ziggy, leave us a review.
Yes. Yeah. No emotional abuse or anything, but, yeah, if you could do that. 5-star review.
We hope you guys loved today's episode. Today's episode was sponsored by our beautiful friends over at Minbee. Thank you so much for listening.
We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.